In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning. Yesterday I had the pleasure of going to the diocesan ordinations, where three new priests and one new deacon were ordained. And Bishop Wolf preached and told a story that I found so charming and fun that I'm going to start by sharing it with you. So it's a story about a man named Richard Bass, Dick Bass, who was a businessman and an entrepreneur, and according to Bishop Wolf, this man tells this story about himself, so it's fair game. But he had a very successful life. He had sort of established the snowbird ski resorts in Utah and kind of built up a successful business and life for himself, and being a kind of self-driven person, he got together with some other kind of C-level types, CEOs and COOs from other companies, including Disney, and they decided that they were going to summit the seven highest mountains on each continent. They were going to climb up the highest mountain on each continent. So they, you know, Everest and the others, and they got together and they did it, and they wrote a book about it. And, you know, it's sort of like this image of a guy who sets high goals for himself, sometimes in a literal way, and achieves them. Now, the other thing that Bishop Wolf shared about this guy is he wasn't always shy about telling the story of his successes and achieving these great goals. So Dick Bass found himself on a little quick hopover flight, sitting in first class for a brief hour-long flight. He was sitting next to a man he'd never met. And he started telling him on this flight the story of his life and the things that he'd done. And he spent the whole plane ride telling him about these goals that he'd attained and the heights he'd achieved and these mountains he'd climbed to the top of. And they got, you know, the plane lands and they get to the gate and he sort of bashfully says to the man next to him, "Gosh, you know, I have just chattered away at you this whole flight and I haven't even asked your name. I didn't let you get a word in edgewise." And the man, as he's standing up and getting his bag and heading out to the jetway, extends his hand and says, "Well, hello there. I'm Neil Armstrong." According to Bishop Wolf, true story. And I think it's a wonderful one. I mean, we can all relate immediately to the truth of that, where you're so excited about something in your own life that you miss an opportunity or you realize something incredible just passed you by. Now, if Jesus were to have told that story to people 2,000 years ago, he might have used language very much like the prayer from Isaiah, the poem that we have in our reading today. "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples." And if you remember, one of the parables of Jesus has to do with being up late into the night and having lamps with you and making sure you have enough oil, because you never know when the king will come. You never know when the bridegroom will come, and you want to make sure that your light is lit. And I think in the same way that today it can be easy to have too much noise and too many messages, too many stories that we get into ourselves and feel like we have to tell or have to focus on. Back then, there was often too much darkness and not enough light to see by. I mean, today we can go into any room in the world and flip a switch and have light, right? You can, anywhere you go in your life, you're likely able to control whether it's lit or not. Back then, it was a little harder. You had to have a little more intention about pushing the darkness back with enough light that you could see the things that were happening. In the same way that Dick Bass on his airplane journey could have stood to push the silence a little bit far enough that somebody else could get that word in edgewise, and he might have heard the incredible story of the first person to walk on the moon. And I even love the layers of height in this, right? They're on an airplane, they're pretty high up, they land, they're back on the ground. He's been telling this story about going up to the top of a mountain, and he misses the fact that here sitting next to him is a man who's gone beyond any of that and stood on the surface of the moon that orbits our planet. Now, of course, if we're thinking about things that are above us, there's always going to be the message of God, who has come from someplace so far beyond us that we'll never set foot on it except by God's grace. And God, in the story and the person and the life and example of Jesus, does what we cannot. God comes to us in a way that we can see him alongside us, in a way that he can sit alongside us on the airplane journey of our lives, and gives us an example that we can see and hear and know and follow. Epiphany is the season when we celebrate God coming to us in Jesus. It's a wonderful way that we kick it off and start it off by celebrating the journey that these three kings made, the rulers of the world, the people who have the highest offices that you can have in earthly life, go and they kneel at the feet of a child lying in a manger. They go and lay the gifts of their office, the gold and the incenses, down at his feet and acknowledge him to have a kingship that is higher than theirs. And as we start our year, as the new year rolls around, I think it's wonderfully appropriate that we have the Epiphany season, because it's the season in the life of the church when we look to Jesus' example and the days of his earthly ministry and the lessons and the parables that he has to teach us. I think all of us could stand to hear those lessons again. All of us need to hear over and over in our life the story of God who has come from on high to sit next to us. And all of us have it in us to behave more in a way where we insist on our own story and the need for us to say what's on our minds than to sit and to listen to what God has to tell us. All of us can find that we've arrived at the end of our journey, we've got back to the gate where we've landed, and missed the chance for God to get the word in edgewise and tell us something incredible that we needed to know. I think it's crucial, and every day it is present to us in our lives as Christians, to make a little space somehow for that other story to come back in. There are so many things in the world. There are so many messages competing for our attention. There are advertisements on the radio and on the street and on the television and on our computers and on our phones. There are messages that people are trying to get to us. There are things that people need from us. And we can forget sometimes how basic and fundamentally we need the gospel of Jesus. We can forget sometimes how basically and fundamentally we need an example that shows us love in the place of judgment, mercy in the face of condemnation, and forgiveness in the face of the terrible tragedy of the cross. Resurrection in the face of death. An example of a life that serves others instead of a life that demands that others serve us. Over and over again, the messages of our lives that we accumulate simply by walking around the world will clutter us up and make us forget that. And over again, we have to remember how to push that darkness back, how to bring a lamp that has enough oil to make a space where we can see God when God's visible. And over again, we are called to take time and stop our own voices long enough to hear the voices of those people sitting with us and let God speak through them. Now, we've just cycled around the calendar. We, together with the moon, have just gone around the sun again. And most people are kind of in that space of reflecting on the last year, maybe thinking about a resolution, maybe thinking about how you'd like the next year to be different from the one that's come before. I want to offer, again in this season of Epiphany, as we kick it off and as we look to the example of Jesus, as we watch him go from infant in the manger to teacher on the Sermon on the Mount to performer of miracles to example of new life, and then on through Lent and into the Easter season, where we will follow his death and resurrection. I want to offer that that's a message that's worth considering as you reflect on your year that's gone by and on your year that's coming. I want to offer that the message of Jesus is the one that you need to make space for in your life. It will always add more to you, however much space you give it. Whenever you stop and reflect on it, you'll always learn something more. You'll always hear something new that you haven't before. God is always speaking to us if we only make the time to listen. So as we go through this season of Epiphany in the church up until Lent, as we consider the examples and the teachings of Jesus, I offer to you the message that God loves you, and you should pay attention to what he's saying. These things I make my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.